Start the party.
There is no gray.
Is anyone on the radio right now?
Yes, yes,
this
yes.
This is the truth.
I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no.
Playoffs? What are you talking about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
This is Danny Land.
Well, I think it's ironic that he was watching porn.
Ah, here we go. How are you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever... Whenever you have been kind enough to take time from your busy day to tune in to Danny Land, I am Danny Trekolinski. I come to you. And I'm talking to you. Oh, look at you. Look good in those pants. I am Dr. Carrillo, and I'm here for your examination to lower down the pants. Lower down the pants. Now the mission statement of Danny Lynn is pretty simple, okay? 85% of the world is stupid. Welcome to the 15%. I hate to brag, I hate to boast. I like to have butter on my breakfast toast. How about my performance last night at the Tonys? Were you impressed? Did you enjoy it? I think we have a clip.
This is a disaster. I could just... Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it. Cause it took so long to bake it. That I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
I had to take the lower part there, sorry. I needed a lozenge. Wow. All right, before we get into, obviously we have to talk about what happened in Orlando, and before we get into that, I want to share with you something that happened to me last Friday morning, okay? Last Friday morning, the phone rings here at the Danny Land Batcave. Perhaps you are like me, and you got a couple of bill collectors on your back, all right? So they call from time to time. I have caller ID on my phone. Yes, I still have a landline here inside the house, inside the Batcave. And it shows I got privacy detector and all that. So 0000. So I'm a glutton for punishment. I pick up the phone. I go, hello? And I get, hello? Oh, boy, here we go. Am I speaking to Daddy Trekolinski? And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Look, first of all, I can't understand you. I will speak slower. I think that is not the problem, okay? Can you pass the phone along to somebody that isn't wearing a turban, okay? Yeah, when you're not making a phone call, are you sitting Indian style with that turban? You're playing some sort of a clarinet or a fife, and the next thing you know, you got a cobra coming out of a wicker basket. Let me talk to your boss. So he puts me through to the supervisor, okay?
I'm feeling very great, excited.
Is that what he said? He goes, hello? I go, oh my God. I said, look, here's the thing, okay? I got social anxiety disorder, general anxiety disorder. I've got obsessive compulsive disease, or disorder rather. I had a heart block back in September. I was in a coma for 6 days. I got pending Medicaid. I got a pacemaker installed. Wait, hello? Hey, Ahmed. I'll get back to you. Give me your phone number. And then we went for a ride. See, I mean, if you follow Danny Land, if you follow me, Danny Trekolinski, yeah, I'll tell you what, we move fast. 100 miles an hour with our hair on fire is what we like to say, okay? You know, think outside the box, and at the end of the day, you'll have a good show. So anyhow, we went on a carpet ride, okay? Key Bear carpet ride, yes?
Close your eyes, girl.
Yes.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
How do you pay your light bill? I need to get some money. That was another part of it too. He goes, okay. How do you pay your light bill? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Your light bill. How do you pay? I'm thinking, wait, are you calling now from the electric company? No, I am calling from a collection agency. And I want to know how you pay your light bill. If you're not calling for the freaking light bill, conversation is over. Okay. Let's get back on that carpet, if you don't mind. There, can we do that, please?
Eyes,
there we are. Here we go.
Look inside.
Yes,
the,
I gotta go.
Let the sound take you away.
Good. Please, Please take that C4 explosive in your hand and throw it at jihad. All right, let's get going. Yeah, I really hate talking about this story because it really is it depresses me so very much. And there's so many people that are out there saying so many stupid things after this event happened. But we need to dissect what happened in Orlando over the weekend.
Omar Mateen, the lone gunman in the deadliest shooting in American history, was an abusive and homophobic menace who was investigated by the FBI and pledged allegiance to ISIS right before his massacre, authorities and relatives said. Authorities said Mateen, 29, declared his devotion to ISIS in a 911 call shortly before killing at least 50 people at the Pulse Gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, Sunday morning. In his final call, he also mentioned the Sarnoff brothers, who executed the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013.
Where do you start? There are so many places that you could start with this horrific story. How about the fact that he was on the FBI list and questioned by the FBI twice? How about that? How about the fact that there was a warning that from ISIS saying, it was 3 weeks ago, that something was going to happen in Florida? First of all, very important, there's 7 billion people in the world. 3 billion are Chinese. There are 1.7 billion Muslims. Again, there's black, there's white, there's right, there's wrong, there's good, there's bad. This was radical Islamic terrorism. All right? Again, guy was questioned by the FBI 2 times. How's that Homeland Security going for you? Is it working? No, it's not working. It's just like the war on drugs. You want drugs? You can go and get drugs. Just because drugs are legal, you're not going to be running up to 7-Eleven to get yourself a syringe and some heroin. It's not going to happen that way. And of course, all the arguments for gun control, they're back. Now, again, let us review, because we've talked about this before. Bad people do bad things. This, unfortunately, a similar situation is going to happen again. We are at war with a faction of society that believes they are 100% correct. We're not going to be able to change their mind, okay? Gun control. Don't punish the rights of the many for the abuse of the few. I have 4 guns. They don't go off unless I pull the trigger. Bad people are always going to do bad things. Now, I always say that if you show me a good person, I'm going to show you a good parent. So having that in mind and applying it to the situation in Orlando, let's hear from the father of Omar Mateen and see if we can see, does this negativity, does this evil, does it roll downhill?
NBC News has now spoken to Mir Siddique, the father of the shooter who we know to be now Omar Mateen, born in 1986 in New York. Here's what his father said when reached by phone by NBC News. Quote, "We are saying we're apologizing for the whole incident. We weren't aware of any action he is taking. We are in shock like the whole country. This had nothing to do with religion," said his father. He goes on to say, he claims that his son got very angry when he saw 2 men kissing in downtown Miami a couple of months ago and says he thinks that may have caused this.
Wait. Wow. Pretty good example there of that apple not falling far from the tree. Yeah, you could apply that situation exactly right. I live about an hour north of Miami. 2 guys kissing. So what? Really? That's the reason why you're going to go and you're going to kill 50 people and you're going to injure 53? That's a bunch of bullshit. Had nothing to do with religion? No, this is radical Islamic terrorism. It couldn't be any more clear. Here, we have to stop the hate. We really do. Driving 120 miles from your home with a bunch of guns, it's far more than hate. It truly has the roots in evil. Fox News commentator Sebastian Gorka, he has a book coming out called Defeating Jihad, and he had an interesting take on this, I thought, as well.
Maria, we need to stop using words like shocking. Nobody should be shocked. This is what they have been planning to do after Paris, after Brussels. Nobody should be surprised. Likewise, this isn't to be called a tragedy. This isn't an Amtrak train being derailed. This is global jihadi strategy. It's not an accident. It is war against America.
Again, not all Muslims are radical Islamic terrorists. That's something that has to be clear. You can't hate all Muslims, all right? It's just like not all Americans commit violent crimes against humanity. Terrorism is a global problem. It just so happens to have come to this country. That is the bottom line. That's the truth. That's what we talk about on Danny Land. 85% of this country's stupid. They don't care. They're focused on, TMZ, Radar Online, Real Housewives. This is what matters. All we can do, in my opinion, and again, you could agree or disagree with me. If you want to disagree, that's your choice to go through life misguided. All we can do is be aware, be alert, and prepare the best way we can. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. It's not. Live every day, what do they say? Live every day as if it were your last, and someday you're going to be right. All right, let's change gears, okay? Let's talk about the silly. All right, Key West. Love Key West. I've been there about, maybe 30, 40, 50 times. I have no idea. And they have a street there called Duval Street. If you've never been to Key West, Duval Street is comparable to Bourbon Street. It's a big party atmosphere. It really is. And Sloppy Joe's is one of the more famous watering holes in the city and on the street. Now, according to a police report, this happened over the weekend, by the way, a fight broke out between two couples when somebody allegedly broke wind inside Sloppy Joe's. The argument was due to somebody farting. And actually, the guy that got in the argument ended up dislocating his shoulder over somebody passing some gas. Look, I've dislocated my shoulder four times. Two motorcycle accidents. It happened with a wave in the ocean and also when I was playing softball. My father would always tell me, pick your battles. But more importantly, here's what, your father probably told you this as well. It takes a bigger man to walk away from a fight. Well, obviously, my father never came face to face with somebody that would let go a big cheesy blaster.
Danny.
Yes.
I am your father.
Good.
Make way for a cheesy blaster.
You gotta be kidding me. I have a reputation to protect in this program, okay? We don't have to stoop to such childish levels. Would you like to hear my performance from the Tony Awards last night one more time? I'm threatening you people. It may happen. It may come to me. Guy's whacking off. What's wrong with people? 46-year-old guy. Here's, he got two women and they're swimming in a lake outside of Seattle. And according to the documents of the police report, the women flagged down a pair of bicycle officers just before 1 p.m. to report a masturbating man. I am masturbating man! You know what? Somehow I whipped up my cock out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it. As you look at me, I shake it. And I'll never have this one-eyed snake again. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. See, and these things just come to me. What the hell is the matter with... Yes, did I mention I do see somebody? I do. The women told police they were swimming there when this guy sat down on the dock, and then he stretched out into the, and the dock rather goes into a swimming area, and then allegedly at this time the guy exposed himself while staring at the women who were 10 to 15 feet away. And here's the thing. They leave, they swim, but then they said, the women told police that he turned to keep his body pointed towards them. Never, you know what? Never take your eye off the ball. That's exactly what my baseball coach told me. Next!
Oh, excuse me, Ricky.
Yeah, yes?
Ricky, I did see what you were doing.
Okay, good.
It felt good, didn't it?
Ah, yes, it feels absolutely, absolutely wonderful. I would recommend that you don't sit in front of me at the movie theater. Think about it. Okay. Lastly, people, a group of cat lovers in Denver have launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund the opening of America's first wine bar populated by rescue cats. Okay, I'm an animal lover, but cats are a different creature. They sneak around. You call their name, and they look at you at this an expression on their face like you're Charlie Sheen after a 3-day bender. It's kind of like, what? Yeah. Can we be honest? We are honest on Dannyland. They shit in a box. You put the box in one spot, and they have this shit sense, if you will. You know, I lay there, you know, I had some tuna. I'll be licking my paws, if you don't mind, for the next 10 minutes and rubbing it on top of my head. Maybe I'll... Then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and I'm going to shit in a box. All right. Now, I say this for a reason. You combine that with wine. You know, I think... I've been in a situation where I've had too much to drink. I got to be honest with you. The next thing you know, I've got 15 people at my house and I got to figure out how the hell to get rid of them. Now, you're at the Cat Wine Winery, and you slam a bottle of Pinot Noir. You end up taking a cat home. You pass out on the couch. You wake up, and you got a cat that's sitting on your head going, all right, you know, where's the shit box? This ain't going to work. I think that people don't make the greatest decisions. Trust me, under the influence of alcohol. Yeah, and I think you've been in that situation before. If you haven't, then you're more than lucky. How about that? Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Danny Chekalinski. I'm here in West Palm Beach at an undisclosed location. Dannyland is where 85% of the world is stupid, but you are part of the 15%.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.